Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it. This is Patsy Kennedy here on Frank Allen Interviews. I'm doing a special interview. It's not really so much an interview as it is a radio show. It's my show. It's Don't Believe It. So this is basically Don't Believe It. So don't, when it says Frank Allen Interviews, don't believe it. It's Don't Believe It. This is Patsy Kennedy. If you have any questions for me, if you have any thoughts, I want to hear about what you see out in the world, because this is my show and this is where we talk about the things that people need to know, because there's things out there people say and don't believe it. It's not true. This in here is where the things that are said that are true are said. So you can call into me at the KSAC request line, the regular line, you know, the main line that we always have. Just give me a call and we'll talk about things. Now, speaking of things, like I said, this whole Frank Allen thing, basically it's that the reason I'm here is that Jordan didn't trust Frank Allen to do a show, so he asked me to record a show just in case, because Frank Allen's been doing a lot of stuff. Don't believe it when he says he's okay. He's not. So he's not okay. But anyway, oh, we got our first call. Okay, here we go. Bobby and Carousel, you're on with Don't Believe It with Patsy Kennedy. Hello.
Hi, Patsy. I've called in before, and listen, I just really need to talk to you about this whole thing with Cask.
All right, look, don't believe it. We talked about this, Bobby. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure this time it's true.
All right, look, tell me what happened.
Listen, it's just that they're out to get my girlfriend because she's the only one who could stop them. Well, kind of. It has to do with her mother and her baby. They're kind of the same person, but look, that's not the point. The point is, they've overrun all of Carousel. They've taken over everything.
Bobby, you're talking nonsense. Calm down. Look, I'm telling you, there's no such thing as Cask. That's not the way that things work.
Okay, listen. I've noticed something.
All right, Bobby, what is it?
Okay. Your radio station.
Yeah, KSAC Radio. What about it?
Don't you understand? KSAC. That's Cask backwards. CASK is Cask.
No. That's a coincidence, Bobby. Come on.
No, it's not a coincidence. I'm telling you, it's not a coincidence.
It is a coincidence. Come on. All right. Listen, thank you for calling. I'm sorry, folks. You know, once in a while, we get cranks on who don't know what they're talking about. That's crazy talk. Yes, the radio is called KSAC. It's not Cask backwards. And if it was Cask backwards, that would mean it was anti Cask, obviously, but it's not, because there is no Cask. We've gone over this before. How can there be a big conspiracy between all of the different factions? They don't get along with each other. So, this is just nonsense. The town of Carousel, I'm sure it's fine, wherever it is. What is that, New York? Yes. All right, Carousel in New York. I heard that they had a mayor, he's fine. Jason Brandt is there, isn't he? He's a good guy. He's a friend of the show. Don't worry about it. He's gonna work things out. I think he would probably say that if Carousel wants to be the kind of town it could be, then the people of Carousel still have to believe that there's not a conspiracy to make the town bad. That's how he works. Look, the point is, Bobby, look, there's no such thing as Cask. I'm sorry I had to hang up on you, but we don't want crazy talk on the show. This is for respectable truths, not irrespectable crazinesses. Okay. All right. Let's get another one on here. Oh, look, we got our good friend, Dr. Steloff. Hey, Dr. Steloff.
Well, hello, Patsy. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on right now. You're on Don't Believe It, a.k.a. Frank Allen Interviews, but Don't Believe It.
Oh, it's good to be on the show.
Thank you. What can I help you with today?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about a conspiracy that just came out. My friends, the Flashback, just exposed it.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, it's that Senator Randall Marsh, who pretended that he was a good Christian senator, is actually secretly wanting to summon the old gods to come over and take over Earth. He wants to summon Cthulhu.
Right, yeah, no, I did hear, I heard about that. I heard about that many months ago, I think.
Oh, I don't think you did. It just came out now.
No, I remember. I heard about it, let's see, because he did summon Cthulhu, I think, and they got him and they shrunk him.
Oh, I do not recall this. When did the senator summon Cthulhu? I don't remember that happening.
I'm pretty sure it happened. It was right after Jimmy Kovacs got elected president, I think.
Jimmy Kovacs? That never happened. Jimmy Kovacs is a very good friend of mine. He's too young to be president.
I'm pretty sure it did.
No, you must be mistaken. Let me tell you. Julie Crenshaw of the Flashback, she just had a vision that showed that this guy was going to summon Cthulhu, but he did not summon Cthulhu, but he was going to summon Cthulhu. And that is why they had to arrest him, and now he is going to jail. And he will never summon Cthulhu. Cthulhu will have to stay sleeping in her life forever. Unless I go through with inventing my relay alarm clock. I don't know why I would do that, but it seemed like a really good invention. It would, well, instantly awaken any old gods who are sleeping in roulette, which you'd probably think would be a bad thing, and actually I would too. But it is science, and you cannot stop pursuing science. You have to pursue science, so once I thought of a thing, I feel like I have to make it one way or another, you know what I'm saying?
All right, doctor, thank you. Yeah, no, I would say, look, here's the facts about Cthulhu, all right? I know all about this Cthulhu thing, not just this Senator Marsh thing, but in general, the deal with Cthulhu is this, all right?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Cthulhu's interesting because there are three major cover-ups that go on in the Cthulhu Cthulhu, well, I don't want to say Cthulhu mythos because that's like a code word, but really in the stuff that surrounds Cthulhu. All right. First cover up is that they say he's only make-believe. Don't believe this because this is a lie. Don't believe it, obviously. They got this guy Lovecraft to write about him, not because you think is Lovecraft revealing the truth. No. They said, you write about him because you're just some guy. And if you just write about him, nobody will believe it. Don't believe it, but it's true. Do believe it, but they were like, don't believe it. So the point is, they got him to write about it, make it look like it's fake. It's not fake. It's real. All right. Number two, they get everybody to think that Cthulhu is some kind of big crazy monster when the fact is that's not the way it is. They talk about tentacles. They talk about, you know, wings and a big bulbous, you know, that's all crazy talk. Don't believe it. The fact is that Cthulhu is a person. All right. He has, you know, one head, you know, two arms, two legs. He looks like a human being. The reason he looks like a human being is that he is a human being. So that's the second cover up. They have all this misinformation. Don't believe it with tentacles. Again, tentacles. What is that? That's crazy talk. Anyway, number three, they say that his name is Cthulhu. This is a lie. This is a misconception that people have. Don't believe it. The fact is he's Vlad the Impaler. So when they say that there's a fictional character called Cthulhu that is a big green guy with the tentacles, it's a lie. They're talking about there's a real guy, Vlad the Impaler, who wants to kill people. He's a vampire, basically, is what it is. And he would bite you. But thankfully, he's asleep. So, you know, don't wake him up. But he's not an ancient old one either. That's all part of the myth.
That is very different. So my relay or Amakark will not wake him up then?
No, because there's no relay. That's not a thing. It's Vlad the Impaler. He's in a coffin. He's in Transylvania. There's nothing to do with. So you can make an alarm clock for that.
Oh, that is perfect. So I can make my old relay alarm clock. It will not wake up Cthulhu. Okay, perfect. And that is what I will do. Excellent, excellent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Enjoy.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Great. That's good. I'm glad we cleared that up. That's something that people bring up once in a while. There's this thing about the Necronomicon. It's not true. It's just Dracula is the book called Dracula. And that is a book about this guy, Cthulhu, except he's not. So you get it now. All right. Let's see. We got another call here. New York, New York. Mr. Scape.
No, that's not. My name is not Mr. Scape.
I'm sorry. That's what it says here. It says Mr. Scape.
No, I'm Scape White. There's another guy named Mr. That's not me. I'm not Mr. Scape. I'm Scape White. Leonard Scape is a different guy.
Well, that's something that people believe, but I don't know if that's true.
No, that's not what I'm calling.
All right. You can say what you want to. All right. If that's what you want to talk about.
No, I don't want to talk about that. All right. What I want to talk about is that guy who just called, Dr. Steloff.
That's not Leonard Scape. That's Dr. Steloff. I know that guy.
Yeah, I know him too. Okay. Look, I know him too. That is Dr. Steloff. That's what I want to talk about. This is a weird thing I don't understand.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. There's a show called Epic Echoes, right? That's where Dr. Steloff is on that show, right?
Yeah. That's on the podcast. Yeah. That's on Cast of Wax, Jordan's podcast that we're on right now, in fact.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing on that podcast, I, Scape White, play the character of Fortress Fuzzbottom. Fortress Fuzzbottom is not real. I pretend that I am Fortress Fuzzbottom, and Jordan pretends that he is Dr. Steloff. So how come there's really a Dr. Steloff?
Don't believe it.
So there's not really a Dr. Steloff?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about don't believe it that there's not a Fortress Fuzzbottom, and don't believe it that Jordan's pretending to be Dr. Steloff, and don't believe it that you're pretending to be Fortress Fuzzbottom. This stuff is not true. This is a misconception. This is a rumor. Somebody's spreading lies about this. That's not true.
But I did it. I remember. I was pretending.
That's what they want you to believe, but that's not true. How could it possibly be true? Have you ever seen Dr. Steloff and Jordan at the same time?
Yeah. And I heard them on the podcast, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying to you. So they clearly can't be the same guy. So there you go.
But I did pretend.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it. You are believing it when I'm saying don't believe it. No buts. Look, you think that you pretended to be Fortress Fuzzbottom, but there is an ipso facto there. If there is a Dr. Steloff, there is a Fortress Fuzzbottom. These are irrefutable logics. So look, somebody sees it fit that you believe that you're Fortress Fuzzbottom, or somebody sees it fit that you believe you're Scape White. Maybe you're really Fortress Fuzzbottom and they don't want you to know it. Maybe they're telling you that you're Scape White pretending to be Fortress. Maybe you're Fortress pretending to be Scape. How do you know there's a Scape White?
Well, because that's me.
Don't believe it. This is what I'm saying. Look, if there was an all-powerful magical cat that could do anything, is it more dangerous to have that cat just doing whatever he wants? Or is it more dangerous to have that cat believe that he's just a regular cat, except he can talk and sing and be on a podcast and not know that he has magical powers so that he can't do any of the magical stuff that he should be able to do? Which one is more dangerous?
I don't understand the question.
I'm saying maybe they brainwashed you to think that you're not Fortress Fuzzbottom, but you are.
So you say I have magic powers.
I'm not saying it. You're saying it.
I'm I'm saying it.
Go ahead, say it.
I have magical powers.
All right, so you do. So why don't you do something with those magical powers?
Like what?
I don't know. That's your life. You know, you get your choices in life. I don't tell people what to do. I just tell them what's the truth about the world.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna go like kick ass and conquer the world.
All right. Well, you see if you could do it. But if you're Fortress Fuzzbottom, just remember I'm the one who told you that you are. So you know, give some power to me too.
All right. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. We got another call on the line. Oh, who's this? North Pole. All right. North Pole. Let's go.
Oh, Patsy, it's me, Santa Claus.
All right, Santa Claus. Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you. I just finished battling the Martians. Don't you know?
That's a good thing. Thank you for that. That's a service that I don't know if you guys have regular listeners to my show. You know, the service Santa Claus provides. He battles Martians. Excellent, Santa Claus. Good to have you. How are things going with you and Sasquatch?
Sasquatch is beating me at chess again. I can never beat that guy. He's a doctor, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I know. No, I know all about that. So what can I help you with today, Santa?
Nothing, Patsy. Nothing. I just wanted to
tell you, Patsy, that there's no such thing as Santa Claus. This is Jordan.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan. How many times are you going to do this?
Well, Patsy, I was thinking until you believe me.
No. Who are you talking to here? Don't believe it. I'm a skeptical person. I have a skeptical mind. I'm not going to believe you just because you tell me that there's no Santa Claus. I know there's a Santa Claus. I've talked to him.
No, Patsy, you haven't. That was me. That was me pretending to be Santa Claus.
No, I mean before this, not today. I'm talking about before this.
Patsy, every time you've ever talked to Santa Claus, it was really me.
I don't believe
it. Well, let's think about it. Have you ever had a conversation with Santa Claus where Santa Claus didn't at some point say, no, sorry, it's me, Jordan, the whole time?
No, that doesn't prove anything, because you can't prove a negative, Jordan. That's what I'm saying. Yes, maybe every time you were really Santa Claus, or Santa Claus was really you when I talk to him, but that doesn't mean that there's not a Santa Claus out there. Just because I have not shown you that there's a Santa Claus on the air with me, doesn't mean that the Santa Claus is not real.
No, but I think it's a pretty safe bet that he's not. Look, Patsy, have you ever gotten a gift from Santa Claus since you were, 15?
No, but that doesn't matter. Look, Jordan, you know what? I can prove that there's a Santa Claus.
Really? How can you do that?
I've got his phone number. Here, let me dial him right here. I'll call him up.
Okay, give it a shot.
Hello there.
Santa Claus, hello. This is Patsy Kennedy.
Hello, Patsy. It's really me, Jordan.
It's Jordan. This is me. This is my phone number. I gave you my phone number. In fact, Santa Claus gave you his phone number, and I gave you my phone number. They're the same number. Look in your contact list.
No, that's not... All right, well, okay, yes, that's true. All right, look, but that, again, you can't prove a negative. That is, I have a skeptical mind, and I'm not going to believe you. Just because you say there's no Santa Claus, I'm not going to take you at face value, because I think you've got some reason to make me believe that there's no Santa Claus. That's what I think.
What possible reason could I have to try to trick you into not believing in Santa Claus when there is a Santa Claus?
What possible reason? I don't know. Do you think maybe it has something to do with the aliens?
No, I don't.
Well, the fact that Santa Claus defeats the Martians, might that have something to do with it?
No. It couldn't, because that was something I said to you when I was pretending to be Santa Claus based on an old terrible movie that they did on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Don't believe it. That's what they want you to think. Again, it's just like Cthulhu.
No, it's not like Cthulhu. Cthulhu is Vlad the Impaler. That's a side issue. I'm talking about there is no Santa Claus. There are no Martians either.
All right. Who's being naive now?
You are. There is no Santa Claus. There are no Martians. There's no fight between the two.
Again, that's what they want you to believe, and then they want me to believe it, so they tell you to tell me to believe it, but you probably don't even know. You're right. You probably don't even know that you're a tool for the government telling me that there's no aliens and there's no Santa Claus when there is an alien Santa Claus. Probably both. Look, Jordan, you know what? I've already talked too much about this subject. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry. You know, you called up, I know, but...
Right, Patsy, no,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Santa Claus. I didn't mean to. I called you up and I'm interrupting you.
Oh, it's okay, Patsy. I don't mind at all because I'm not Santa Claus. I'm Jordan. This is Jordan again. You had me on two lines.
All right. You got me good. Okay. You're trying to pull one over on me. That's fine. You can pull one over on me, but that for a second. But I'm not going to believe it for long. I don't believe it. That is my whole thing, is that I don't believe it.
I know. You say it a lot. But didn't you ever find it kind of ironic that you say these crazy things and then you say don't believe it? So it's like you're telling people that they shouldn't believe you?
What? No. No, that's not. No, don't believe it. That's not how it works. I say don't believe it to other stuff, and then believe it to me, because I. In fact, that's like a sub catchphrase almost. I just made it up right now. Believe it to me. You guys don't believe it. Just believe it to me, Patsy Kennedy.
Believe it to me.
Yeah, that's because you just because believe me, but don't believe them. Don't believe it, but believe this, but don't believe that. That's too long. So I just shorten it to don't believe it. But they know I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about this. Believe it to me.
All right, if you say so.
I do. You know what? I thought I hung up on you. Thank you. Goodbye. You know, I'm sorry, people, that I've gotten so many crank calls today, and that I made a crank call to Santa Claus. Poor guy. I probably interrupted his dinner. But anyway, thank you for listening to Frank Allen Interviews. But don't believe it, because really, it's don't believe it. Yeah, that's about it. I'm gonna go. All right, bye.